हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय इनमरल प्रोस्ट्रेटेड हम्बल ओबिसांसेस द लोटस फीट of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityanida Pravishto Vishnupad, Ashtatar Sakrasi Simad, Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj, the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive one-pointed devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present. Our most revered Gurudev has given the standing order. Wherever he may stay or wherever he may go, he should hear about Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and their personal associates, speak about them and also remember about their transcendental qualities. It is your spiritual practice, devotional practice. You would not do it, then the seed you have got from Gurudev, it will be dried up. Sravan Kirtan is like water. If you pour water at the root of the tree is nourished. Whole part of the tree is nourished. Without giving water at the root, if you sprinkle water to the branches and twigs, etc., leaves, those parts will not get. So, always you have to do this, wherever you stay. You may have drawbacks, you may have bad impressions, which have imbibed through lakhs of lakhs, millions of birds. How to remove those material desires from the heart? If you do not imbibe, if you do not get the thoughts of divinity in the heart through it. Shuddha bhakta. For that reason, for my own benefit, I should do this. But it is my misfortune. I cannot participate in this function. Always in Calcutta, only on special functions, on the Advent and Recipient anniversaries of Shuddha Bhakta on Ekadashi Tithi, on some function, I go down to speak. Other times I am confined in writing, and sometimes now I am to come to the video conference. There is also the Lord's desire to engage me in the service of Sri Krishna and his devotees. They are very compassionate. But I have got so much drawbacks. I have received your questions. I shall speak about it later on. But first, I want to submit one thing. In Mundaka Upanishad it is said, there are two kinds of path. One path is for eternal welfare. Another path is, that is called Shreya path in Sanskrit, by which you can get eternal welfare, eternal will, you can get eternal good. And there is another path, it is written in Mundaka Upanishad, Shreyascha Priyascha Manushya Vaityastha Samparita Vivirati Dhira. Shreya dhira abhipresha virate priya manda jagakshaman virate. This shreya and priya means path for eternal welfare and path for worldly enjoyments. One is pleasing, pleasant, this worldly enjoyment. When we enjoy, you feel that you are tasting nectar, ambrosia. But the consequence is harmful. It is poison. About 999% amongst 1,000, they are after sensuous enjoyment, worldly enjoyment. Reality found such person who wants eternal welfare. In Shreya path, those who want eternal welfare, they have got the aptitude to engage their sense organs, everything for the service of the eternal truth, Supreme Lord. All cannot have this aptitude. So it is said, Buddha. Buddha means those who are wise, prudent. Those who think about the foresight and hindsight, they engage their energy for the eternal benefit. All will have got aptitude of this. Here it is written, Shreyascha Priyascha Manushya Vaityastha Samparita Vivirata Dhira. Dhira means those we have got tranquility of mind, who are wise, they think by accepting eternal path, the path of eternal welfare, initially at the time of practice, it may be like a poison, because you have to control your sense organs, the mind in them. But the consequence is ambrosia. Not this ambrosia which emerges from milk ocean. Actual ambrosia, eternal ambrosia. Eternal happiness you can get. Eternal happiness. But so they judge, they consider these two paths. The only this rest on human beings, on human species, other species, they have got no such conscience. They have got no discriminative power. They are after enjoyments. They are eating, sleeping, defending and mating. But human birth, they have got this hope. These two exist in human species. They can adopt eternal path and they can also take up this non-eternal path for enjoyment. But they have to think about this. God has given them discriminating power. By the discriminating power, they accept this eternal, this path of eternal welfare. But then this is the cause of salvation for getting the highest goal of life. And prior path, that which is pleasing, you can get pleasure, non-eternal sense, through the 100 sense organs, all these non-eternal material benefits you can get. But that will take you to hell. An ultimate consequence is poison. It is not good. For that reason, those who are fortunate, the Buddha, the wise, the prudent, the sober person, they consider this and they accept this path of eternal welfare. Sreyascha Priyascha Manidhita Samparikta Vivinakti Dhira. These two exist in human species. Vivinakti Dhira. So they give their attention to it. And those who have got no conscience, and were ignorant and dullard, he may say, dull head. They spend their whole time for all these path for sensuous enjoyments. Really. It is called hedonism. Hedonism is there for us. Ultimately, we should get this material satisfaction, material enjoyment. They are unfortunate. So they spend their time yoga camp. They spend their time to accumulate money. How to accumulate money? To enjoy this world. And to preserve the money. For preservation of money, for acquiring money, they spend their whole time for this. And when they will die, what will go with them? These non-eternal benefits will remain here in this world. Nothing will go with you. The eternal benefit, your real self is eternal. And whatever you do for your eternal benefit will go with you. What you should do? But that is, it has been said, in Bhagavatam, you have already heard, and I have also heard. In spite of hearing, actually I am not practicing. I've got no practical life. Only hearing. There should be a practical life. Example is better than precept. Any moment you may die. Nowadays the world has become so much uncertain. Nobody can say, after going out from the house, that he will return with his life. Such is the position in this world, whole world. So any moment we may lose this chance, and again after that we shall get human birth, and nobody can say. Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahusambhavante manushram arthatam anitvevo dhira purunam jajaja napadeva nimrittu javan nisraya vishayakalu sarvadashat. We have got this human birth. How? In Vishnu Purana you will find, after passing 80 lakhs of births, so much suffering, after passing through aquatic animals, 80 lakhs means 900,000 births, 9 lakh aquatic animals, and 2 million birth of trees and mountains, etc. And they have got also life. Jagadish Bose has proved it. Although it seems they are inert, but Jagadish has proved that mountains, they grow, and also these trees, they grow. But that is, we may have to pass through these inert trees, almost inert, but they have got their feeling. And after that, 11 lakh worms in the fishes, and 1 million birds, and 3 million old animals, 30 lakh dogs, cats, etc. After that, we have got this human birth. God has given you a chance. God has got some sort of weakness in his heart. He does not interfere in the relative independence of conscious conditioned souls. Then it will be reduced to inert. That willingly they should submit to him. Willingly. There is no pressure. He himself is coming. He himself is sending his own person. Those who are fortunate will come in contact with those persons. Sometimes he himself comes. Sometimes he sends his own person in this world. He is always thinking about the eternal benefit of the conditioned souls of this world. For that reason. Actually we do not want him. From the heart, if you want, you can get it immediately. Khatranga Raja, he was given boons from the demigods, you can get so much weapons for destroying everything. How long I shall live? You shall live only one muhurt. One muhurt means only some minutes. Then what I shall do by getting these weapons? Can you rescue me from the imminent death? No, we cannot do. Only Vishnu can do. Then send me to my own place. At that time, Biman aircraft name you will find in our scripture. And he has been taken to his place. For one moment, he totally surrendered himself to Vishnu and got them. If you clearly say, na dharang, na janang, na sundarim, kavidam, vajavadisha kamaye, mo janma janma shri bhavatar bhakti raiti. Say from the heart. You say only on the mouth, not from the heart. God is residing in your heart. He is particular about your heart, what you want. He is not particular about the words, what you say. You say from the heart. Say any living being from the heart. Take now here human beings, because other beings have got no conscience. Any human being, you say, I want you. I do not want money. Don't from the mouth, but from the heart. I do not want money. Say, I do not want children and all the manpower. I do not want erudition, this learning. I do not want salvation. You say from the heart. And you also say, I want only exclusive, one-pointed, causeless devotion to your lotus feet. You say it from the heart, immediately you will get it. He is impartial. He has got no partiality. He is equal to all. But we do not actually want. We want to enjoy this world. Being averse to Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna has got some weakness. Even parents you will find, they have got weakness for their children. If children want something which is not good for them, first they try to dissuade him. But ultimately, out of affection, because of affection, all these are my sons, my eternal servants, all the living beings in this universe. If they want to enjoy, what can I do? So I have to create so many species for them. They cannot enjoy me. I am the master of all. How can they enjoy me? So I have to create this universe in planets. You love the Asudhavayata, you have got this human birth. After a long time, Sudhulavam, after so much difficulty, passing so many births, so after passing these births, and in this birth, that which you cannot get in any other part, in the birth of demigods, you can get it in human birth. Complete reality, Supreme Lord, Jasmine, Prapti Sarvidam, Praptam Bhav, Jasmine, Gyanati Sarvam, Vigyatam Bhav. You can get complete Supreme Lord in birth, if you want. You can solve your whole problem. But if you can solve your whole problem, you can help others also. Why you are spoiling your time? Labdha Sadarvidam, Sundarvidam, Bhav Sambhav, Manusham, Arthadam. This human birth is arthada. Arthama means requirement. What is the necessity? He is the complete Supreme Person with absolute knowledge, absolute existence, absolute bliss. Pura Satchidananda Bhagavan is our necessity. If we can get him, we shall be happy. There will be no difficulty. We can get it arthadam. We can get it this. In this human body. But it will not remain for a long time. Any moment you may lose this. After that you will get a human birth. What is the guarantee? Whatever you think at the time of death, you will get your body accordingly. If at the time of death you were thinking about a dog, by thinking dog you die, you will be born as dog. King Bharat relinquished, renounced his family life. And I shall devote my full energy for service of Krishna. And he went to forest. There he had connection with one younger of a deer, and he had affection for the deer. And he engaged all his energy for that deer. And at the time of death, he was thinking about deer. Who will look up it? Who will look up it? And after death, he became deer. What is the possibility was such a person would renounce the family, perform austere penance? You are doing nothing. And how we can expect that we shall get human birth? Why we should go this path? Anittam. Any moment we do this. Purnam jateto. You have to endeavor, you have to give your energy, you have to worship him immediately. Purnam, immediately. Without delay. Some Scottish students, they are also hearing our Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. When he was explaining this verse of Bhagavad for 1 month in Ultradanga Road, and he was not satisfied by explaining it for 1 month. At that time, some Scottish students with books, they went there to see the Mahapurush. A great person has come, let us see. By seeing Mahapurusha, they were attracted, very much attracted by seeing that sort of personality, gigantic personality they have not, they never seen. And they were attracted. And at this time he was explaining this. Turam, immediately, now, and looking at them, two students, looking at them, they sat at the end. They were frightened. What is this? We have come to see Swamiji. And Swamiji was ordering us. Swamiji? What? Swamiji? Will you not go to our house? No! Oh, you have committed a great offense, a great wrong by coming here. By going on the road, you may not die. Why you take the risk? You start bhajan now. Then they were thinking what to do. If there is fire in our house, will you not go there to extinguish it? Let your house be burned once. Oh, what sort of sadhu? A burned. If I do not extinguish it, others will be. They will be, their houses will be burned. Let the whole world burn, what you will get? You are not of this world. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Rasajira Kamsati. You have originated from Brahma, Supreme Lord, not from this world. If the whole world is destroyed, what you lose? But you shall lose if you do not worship him. Immediately. And they could not go. They remain in this way. For that reason, Lord Dasandra, the Bhushamba, the Manusha Vartha, the Vanitya Jira, Turangasa Dhampati, Anuvirtu Javar. As long as this body is with you should not spoil a moment of this time. How we can remove your Arartha? What is the meaning of Arartha? Ulterior desires. Arattamasam sakshat bhakti yogam adhikshaje. If you got no love for adhikshaje, you cannot withdraw yourself from this material world. There should be something positive. For that reason, lokasya anata, the conditions of they do not know. So I have written Sangita, Dhaktata Sangita means Paramahansa Bhagavata.
ಯಶ್ವೇ ಶ್ರೇಯಭಾಯ ಅಂತಿಷ್ಠೆ ಪರಮಪುರುಷೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದುರ್ಪುಂಸ ಶೋಕ ಭಯ ಭಾ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್ ಗ್ರೀಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಅನರ್ಥ ಈಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ As long as we have this disconcern, I am this body, I shall run after bodily interest. Nobody can stop it. So there shall be the knowledge, who am I? If I am Atma, Atma requires Atma. Atma vare drashtam vasradabha mandabha jindhyasitam. Actual anartha, anartha you have understood. Anartha means undesirable elements, undesirable elements. Ulterior desires, anartha. Anartha, four kinds of anartha. First anartha is misidentification of self with this body. As long as we think that I am this body, I shall try for the bodily interest. I am subtle body, I shall try for mental development and intellectual desire. But if you know that I am Atma, you require Atma. Atma vare drashtabha, sradabha, mantabha, jindhyasitabha. Through cycles of births and deaths, you have imbibed these impressions from lots of millions of births. Now if you say, go away, it is not so easy. It will take time. Ambarish Maharaj, was a great devotee. The cars of Dubbasishi could not touch him, Ambarish Maharaj. About Ambarish Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami has said, Sarvan Kaman Sanayur Jaho. Ambarish Maharaj conquered all his heirs. Slowly, gradually, not all of a sudden. Ambarish Maharaj became It is also applicable to us because we have got evil thoughts, we have got good thoughts. And there are waves of thoughts are within their heart, within our mind moving. When there will be evil thoughts, we shall have no desire to worship. When there were good thoughts, eternal good thoughts, then we have got the desire for worship. At that time we should worship. As much as you can, because it will not remain always, that evil thoughts also will come. But if you do it, if we increase the momentum, then again when it will come, with greater force. And when there will be evil thoughts, you have to suppress it. Try to suppress. In spite of that, you will do something. But by your endeavor to suppress, it will come again that way, but with low speed, velocity will be low, momentum will be low. In this way, when the good thoughts will predominate, variable thoughts, then you will go to the realized state. And about Guru, you have said, you see,
Question?
Because time is limited.
Question.
Our Tirthankara Prabhu he has got much love for us, his family. They are Devi Tirthankara. Dandavat Pranam. I would like to ask a question concerning Guru Tattva. In the long Sri Guru Parampara from Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, we sing in the seventh verse, Narattama Sevapara Jarapada Vishwaratha Asa. We regard Narattam as the spiritual master of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Even though he never had any direct contact
whatsoever with him. So it seems in your sampradaya siksha, in your sampradaya siksha surpasses diksha by far. The example of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is perhaps even more striking. For his Diksha Guru, one Bipin Bihari Goswami, who came in the Nityananda Vamsa, the preceptor line coming from Nityananda Prabhu, did not even belong to our Gauriya Sampradaya. Does this then imply that real initiation is accepting the siddhantic conclusion of the Guru Parampara and that Diksha is just a formality? Is this a correct understanding? Now, shortly I say, and after that it will be, I shall illustrate it. All the souls here, mostly conditioned souls, by their material sense organs, mind and intellect, cannot realize the ontological aspect of Guru Varga, Vaishnavas and Bhagavan. The first thing. You are saying they have got no connection. They are intimately known to each other in their transcendental real state. You are saying like us, bodily. But they are transcendental, intimately connected. The transcendental Vaishnava, no the obstruction of this Maya can do anything to them. We are saying they are different, but in their real aspect they are not different. This is the one thing. Now, you see, when Ramdas Prabhu told me in America that you should write something on Guru Tattva. Then I wrote it in Bengali. After that in English, the relevant aspect. I think you have not gone through that. Or Arjun Das Prabhu remembered it, I think so. You have not gone that way. You have not gone, then I shall instruct Tamal Krishna to send that. Now, Narottam Thakur, as the spiritual master of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti has written all the commentaries and adored by all the Gauriya Vaishnavas of Bhagavat, Gita, etc. And you see, who is Guru? First you have to understand. Guru, Sadguru, a bona fide Guru is very rare in this world. It's not so easy to get a bona fide Guru. If you want quality, you cannot get quantity. In this Calcutta, one good character person can do immense good to millions. But a characterless person cannot do good to anybody. Whether you will give value to quantity or quality. But that is it. Who is Guru? Tadvijnanartham sa Guruve Bhagachet Samitpani Srautriyam Brahmanishtha Manduka Upanishad. Tadvijnanartham, not Jnanartham. Jnanartham means intellectual grasp. Vijnanartham means realization. Realization of Supreme Lord. So, Vijnanartham. You have to take shelter, complete shelter to Sadguru, Srautyam Brahmanishtam. Sadguru Bhavi Gacchet, Gacchet Bidili, order, he must. Must. Because Krishna himself, although he is the cause of all causes, he made the presence of accepting Guru. Ramchandra himself made yourself accepting Guru. Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself made the effort of accepting Guru. Why? To teach us that he couldn't get. It's essential. But it's very difficult to get a bona fide Guru. Very difficult. Scarce. For that reason, it is said, Srautriyam Brahmanishtam. Guru should be Srautriya and Brahmanishtam. Not only Srautriya. Srautriya means she should be versed in the Vedas and other allied scriptures. And Srautriya means he should get the mantra to precept trail channel. That is not the only qualification. Main qualification, you should have realization of the truth. Practical realization, not theoretical. Srautriyam Brahmanishtam. His mind will be fixed. Brahma, par Brahma Krishna. Then he is Sadguru. You will find instance Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, when Hiranyakashipu asked, tell me what is sadhu. And Hiranyakashipu, it is his knowledge, the Guru is Sandavarka, the sons of Shukracharya. He wanted to hear about sadhu from Sandavarka. Prahlad understood that the desire of his father, I should speak something from Sandavarka. But Sandavarka taught him politics. Politics is quite reverse to sadhu. Politics, there are many parties. My party is that party. There is always